This is Wave 105. It's Andy Jackson here on the evening show. Now, we were trying to work out the last time that we had the Pierce sisters in, Alison and Catherine, with us. We reckon it was about 3 years ago, wasn't it? In this very place, in these very seats.
Surely it was not that long ago.
I think it was.
Many moons ago.
I think it was. And since then, you've done a couple of things for us, because I know you did the you did a little up close and personal gig at the Soul Cellar.
We did.
In Southampton, which went down an absolute storm. And then you did a thing with loads of other acts at Wave 105 Live as well. But that is just the tip of the iceberg as to what you've been up to over these past years, isn't it? You've been moving countries, you've been splitting up, you know, in terms of one of you living in this country and another going into another country. It's all been crazy. So what's the story so far now?
Well, we both ended up in Los Angeles, California, which is pretty amazing.
You should come visit us.
You should. You should all come visit.
Do I get to do those hallucinogenic drugs that have been so inspiring, so I'm told?
What are you talking about?
This is the is it shamanic stuff where you sit and internalize? And
it's a tea that you drink and it makes you, it takes you on a journey inside your mind.
Because I've seen this. I've seen that. I've not seen it firsthand.
But you've seen documentaries?
I've seen the documentaries. Yes. It looks frightening to me.
It can be. It can be fine.
It can be amazing too. You can, and there's all sorts of stuff up there that, you know.
Sometimes
she pointed to her brain.
Is it not sometimes best left alone if it's up there? Because it must be in the way.
I don't know. I just want
to
find out.
Yeah,
what's
we're
in
all
there.
About delving into it. Yeah. And finding more out about ourselves and the universe.
And would you say...
And we saw a lot about you.
Did you really? Yeah. Was it all good stuff? Or was
well, mostly.
Because I was described earlier today, actually, as being, what was it, dishonest and something or other?
Oh.
Just
yeah.
Said that.
I couldn't possibly comment, but it was
no.
Mark Collins earlier
no.
this morning. So, but anyway, so, you know, this has obviously brought forth a new sort of creative spurt, I think. Is that the way to describe it?
Well, I think when you do find out more about yourself, you have more to say. So it definitely helped us write some songs.
Was it a horrible experience as well? Because I know that the things I've seen that there's a lot of sort of like sickness and stuff like that. Was it all good? Or was
you
it?
You mean you throw up?
Yeah. Did you go through all that as well?
Yeah.
A little bit of that.
See, this is not sound. This is not sounding like. I know it's rock and roll, but it's not sounding like fun to me.
It's so rock and roll. I mean, it's amazing. It's difficult and amazing at the same time. But the English love tea, so come over and drink some hallucinogenic tea.
Absolutely.
We'll put a little milk and sugar in it for you.
We have to have. But what goes first, though? Is it going to be the milk or the sugar?
Oh, sugar first, right?
Sugar first,
and
then
that right?
The milk, you know what? It's just a trick question because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Well,
you know what? It kind of does because the sugar, the heat would dissolve the sugar faster, and then when you pour the milk in, it cools it down.
So well, he means which comes first, the milk or the sugar? Always milk and sugar before tea, right?
It really does
this
not matter.
This is the
matter.
Second conversation we've had about this
about
on
tea.
Air.
Really?
About tea.
Were you talking about, were you asked about hallucinogenic
No,
tea?
You're the first one to brave that world.
Well, I think if you've kind of been there and done it, you know, you're
might
obviously...
Might as well talk about it.
Might as well, you know, share
I don't
your
know,
experience.
I'm a little scared to talk about it. I mean, because I feel like people, the listeners at home might wonder what on earth we're talking about.
Well, there's from earlier what you said, there's been an open invitation for everybody to come and join you.
That's true there. To come and
partake. So you never know. You never know. Now, listen, to the, as we say, it's been sort of 2 or 3 years and things have been sort of kicking off since then. But which one of you is the one who's doing the composing on an iPad now? Or is that?
That's
Catherine
me.
Did that.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, I've never really... played an instrument. I've always written songs in my head and then I sing them and have somebody else kind of pick it out on a guitar or piano. But on this new app, well, it's not a new app, but on the
GarageBand
on the iPad is super simple and it just has helped me to be able to write songs. I can write the music on my own now.
Because you can play guitar chords just by
pressing
a button.
So technology is really helping my songwriting.
Because music used to be such a very, like a closed thing to get into. You had to be able to read music, and which you can
not
do.
Not anymore, kids.
No, 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 I can't read music.
Can you not read music?
No.
Really?
I mean, if you write out guitar chords, but not like, you know, notes.
Not the little notes and stuff.
No.
Okay. So there is hope for everybody.
There is, most certainly, these days.
How to write songs by the Pierces.
Yeah.
See that? I can see that as a YouTube tutorial.
Yeah,
there you go. You could do that. There you go. It's always something.
You should,
to,
Catherine.
We can make a fortune.
Yeah, because it's really like it's amazing. Technology has just put it in the hands of everyone. Like you can make an entire record on your iPad.
On your iPhone.
On your iPhone.
It sounds
incredible.
Very good, but
it can sound pretty good. I mean, it has a charm of its own. Or the stuff Catherine did, I mean, it was really charming. And
of course, we spent a lot of money and remade it all in a music studio.
Do you know what would be really brave, though, would be to release a whole album that's just been done on an iPhone or something?
I'm sure it has been done. I'm sure
it
has.
Yeah.
A friend of ours made a movie all on their iPhone. Wasn't it? On their iPhone?
Adam Green. He made a movie.
You know Adam
on his
Green?
IPhone.
He's a musician. He was in the Moldy Peaches.
No. Oh, right, yeah.
You know that band? Yeah.
We made the video for Kings on our iPhone.
Did you?
We did.
Well, but Catherine mostly made it. But.
So basically, what technology is doing now is empowering anybody to do everything, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if you have a creative vision. I mean, you still have to have the creative vision.
and it can be done poorly still, but you can do
just
it.
As somebody who watches a lot of YouTube, trust me, there is a lot of very, very poor stuff out there. Well, listen, I know that you've come in kitted out to do a little acoustic session for us as well, and Kings was one of the tracks that you just mentioned. So we are going to take a break, and you're going to come back and do an acoustic version of Kings.
We would love that.
And then you can tell us all about the song.
Okay.
This is Wave 105. We're back in a second.